Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we have kind of a sad toast. I had something different originally intended for this, but the way this week is unfolding, it's worth mentioning. Earlier today, if you're a ZZ Top fan, you probably already know. If you're not, I'm about to drop some bad news on you. One third of the band has died. That would be Dusty Hill of ZZ Top. Died today at the age of 72. Now, that said, I was turned on to a little show on Netflix called The Little Band from Texas, like a two-hour documentary from ZZ Top. BD was telling me about it earlier, said it is phenomenal. But yeah, Dusty Hill passed away. And then yesterday, we hear that Joey Jordison died at the age of 46. That's one of the founding and original members and the original drummer for Slipknot. And if I have this right, he was their original drummer. So most people know Slipknot as a true drummer band, which is the case. But apparently, he was one of the founding members. And at the time that he first joined the band, he was the only drummer in the band. And if you get the opportunity to watch any videos of him playing drums, you can like Slipknot or not. If you get the opportunity to watch that man play drums, do it.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. That is a next level dude. But yeah, he left us at the age of 46. And I want to say it was like multiple sclerosis or something like that.
They found him when he was asleep. So
yeah, something kind of tragic happened there. But also Dusty Hill at the age of 72. And the worst part about that is it just makes me feel old.
Yeah, when the guy from Metal Church
passed passed away as well. This is that kind of week. But anyway, it's worth at least mentioning. Certainly worth drinking to. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
You bet your ass I can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brett. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hi, Brett. You understand how this year game is played?
Yes, sir, I do.
Fantastic. You know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with The Wonderful World of Drugs.
Drugs. All right, all right, all right. Now, this particular story, we brought this to you, I want to say it was last week. It was a guy in Canada who was in a stall with his pants down, his penis up, standing next to a miniature pony that had been tied and lubed with massage oil, and in spite of that, he still had the gall to turn around and tell the cops, it's not what it looks like. Spoiler alert, it was exactly what it looked like. Ottawa police and Ontario provincial police officers responded to a break-in intercall. When they got there, they just told him, put his pants on, and he did so, although he did it backwards, and said, quote, this is embarrassing. Police found the smell of scented body oil overwhelming. Now, the suspect, he was cooperative with arresting officers and said he'd been drinking and did drugs a few hours before breaking into the barn. The miniature pony, by the way, its hair coat left greasy, smelled of perfume for days, and police noted that the genitalia appeared shiny. The good news in all of this, the vet did a little once-over on the pony. Nothing had happened, only because the cops got there in time. But police seized an empty bottle of oil and rope. They also seized, I love this, a pink silicone vagina replica used for masturbation from the pocket of his hoodie. In case you don't know what that is.
All class.
But here's the thing. He says, yeah, I was drinking. Yeah, I did drugs. So what drug do you think he was on that he was trying to say might motivate you? By the way, if you don't want kids to do drugs, just say, hey, you might have sex with a miniature pony. I bet you they won't touch him. But what drugs was he on? Was it Molly, cocaine, heroin, or bath salts? So Molly, coke, heroin, or bath salts, according to him, one of those got him in the mood for some miniature horse loving.
Man, that is a wild story.
Yes, it is, and I'm very glad I'm not the subject of it.
I'm not proud about it either.
What was that, Brent?
I have to go and break that little...
And your phone keeps breaking.
Yeah. Hey, Brent, if you can, just scream us an answer. Molly, cocaine, heroin, or bath salts?
Let's go, Molly.
Molly, I'm joining you. I'm on Team Molly on this because he did not put up a fight and was cooperative.
I mean, Grant, you're standing there with your pants down, your penis erect, and there's a miniature horse.
I think if you're on bath salts, you might lose your mind. You know what I mean? I did.
Molly, I think he's on coke.
You think coke? Coke. Okay. All right, we're going to find out here. What was this guy on who had a hankering for a miniature pony? Was it Molly, cocaine, heroin, or bath salts? We'll let you know coming up next.
That was a tease. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category Strokes on profile this. We got a man in Canada. Go figure. He was about to have sex with a miniature pony before he was caught. Surveillance cameras caught him doing something in there. So authorities got there right when he's about ready to get down and dirty. He had been drinking. He was on drugs. Question was, although he was decent to the cops, what drug was he on? Molly, cocaine, heroin, or bath salts?
And Brett, that is the very question that we asked you, and you and Miles agreed, Molly. I mean, look, I'm not saying I've done Molly, but if I had, I want to hug people. Never wanted to have sex with a horse, though. Turns out it was not Molly, which may seem like the best bet. Ted, you want cocaine?
Correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know where that theory came from?
I was going to ask.
Ride the white pony.
The theory that was cocaine came from Miles' old friend. He used to get naked and do cocaine and drive around. Right. Wasn't he all oiled up?
Yeah.
So you got an oiled up guy, an animal. That guy's coked out of his mind.
That's a good point. I forgot about Miles' buddy.
My buddy.
Yeah.
You're good friend.
And you're right. If they had caught him in the act of hugging and petting animals, I'd have been like, all right, he's probably doing Molly.
Is it illegal to hug a horse? No.
I'm just saying, in this case, he's oiled up, the animal's oiled up, cocaine.
Okay.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Should we, you know what, should we just start with the biggest news in the Olympics?
Sure.
All right. Fiji won the Rugby Sevens tournament.
Did I not tell you the Fiji was kicking
ass? You said they were good yesterday. I didn't realize that gold medal game was coming up so quickly. I did not sleep well. I was up and I watched that one.
What was the finals? Did they dominate the other team?
Yes. And New Zealand is traditionally very good, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And New Zealand, of course, most people know their rugby team, the All Blacks.
Yeah.
You know, famous for the haka they do beforehand and stuff.
Yeah, the big dance. And
right,
all that,
and they dominate. Plus, their logo's cool. You see it on a lot of people wearing stuff.
Mm-hmm. I would feel weird if I wore it.
Oh, really?
The All Blacks? I'm a black dude, and most people are like, what the hell is the All Blacks?
But that became like a thing a few years
ago. My family.
Yeah. Like, Jay-Z and a bunch of people, and I was like, I wonder if they're just wearing that for black pride, or if they actually like rugby.
Rugby, right.
Which, sometimes with those super rich, fancy people, it's hard to tell.
You don't know.
Also, just the color black. You know what I mean? It's representative of, you know, whether it's Pirates, Oakland Raiders, you know, it's kind of a badass color to wear. Like, anytime, like, the Ravens come out in black, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
You're right, but they're like, the hats literally say all blacks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the color.
It's not the color.
And like,
it's the text.
Right, and they're like, I'm pretty sure the most famous rugby. So, New Zealand, and it's weird because it's like, it's a country, but also it's kind of a club team, but they play other countries as well. Anyhow, but Fiji, who had won the year before, or the Olympics before,
yes.
Yeah, they came through, and the score wasn't that bad, but those games are fast. But Fiji dominated them. Like, every time New Zealand got close, Fiji just like well, I mean, people were getting trucked.
Dude, they're brutal.
The little game I saw,
you do not want to play them.
They're nice to each other afterward.
Oh, they'd help you out.
Sure.
They just stuck you when they hit you.
Yeah. Well, again, it's one of those sports where you get everything done on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason to kind of keep chirping afterwards.
Right.
And that seems to be, for whatever reason, much more of an American style.
It is, but that's kind of what we pride ourselves on. You know, we're macho.
Yeah.
Americans stand by what it is we're going to say, right, for better or worse, but we're going to keep it going. I'm still going to talk smack to you after the game.
I told you. The only fight I always got in football once was my own teammate. He was talking trash. These other teams just kneeling on the ball. I just turned around. I was like, shut the F up. Like, what are we talking? They beat us.
Right.
All right. So, obviously, the big story is Simone Biles. Basically, she's not having a good time mentally. So, she excused herself from the team competition. And then the all-around. And I think there's some other ones next week. I don't know if she's... pulled from the individuals, but it's... The individual medley, but then there's individual things.
Okay.
So, I don't know. She might be done with it all. Who knows? But it just got me thinking a little bit. First of all, with everything going on, like, I ain't that worried about the Olympics, and I'm a massive sports fan.
Yeah.
But this seems super polarizing for people, and just like...
Because everything is.
I know. I know. I get it. They're at the Olympics and this and that, but there's a lot those girls go through. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're dealing... For years, they were all dealing with a child molester who got away with it.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
Right.
And the other thing, too,
I had to remind people is, like, this isn't that crazy. Andrew Luck was in the prime of his career and just said, hey, I'm going to retire.
Right. He didn't say exactly why. He just said, I'm done.
Right. Michael Phelps, remember, was king of the world and was like, I wanted to kill myself.
Yeah. I mean, look, she made her announcement. And like I said, it got polarizing because that's just what we do now. That, as a fact, it's just what we do. But every once in a while, you dial down, and I ask myself, how does this affect my life or my happiness or anything that it feels important or how it affects any of it? And look, I wish her the best. Deep down, I do not care. You're an individual. You made a choice, and this choice brings harm to absolutely no one. So I don't even know how it's a conversation beyond the fact that, hey, did you hear she pulled out? Oh, damn, that's sad.
It's helped start the conversation in general. You know what I mean? I don't think there's anybody out there. I mean, there's a few people, but for the most part, most people in their lifetime have known someone or that's personal that has been affected with mental health issues. You know, it's not uncommon. It's not something that's, you know what I mean?
At all.
Yeah, so the idea of it being polarizing to people... to me is kind of strange, just based on the fact of, like, maybe you just don't know it, but you definitely know somebody who has struggled before. You know what I mean? And in their life.
Well, it's polarizing because people like to argue about everything.
Right. Yeah.
No one is able to explain the importance. And I go, look, you can live your life. You do whatever you're going to do. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm a busy guy, which I don't really think I am, but like I can't find time to care. A gymnast who's very good pulled out of the Olympics for her reasons. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I would. I'm just blown away. Like it's like, all right, she's an athlete. Said she didn't want to compete anymore.
Wasn't also one of the other reasons why she pulled out is because she didn't want the team to suffer for her.
Yes.
Not mentally being there. I recall the Seahawks actually sitting out there, and there was a massive kick that Steven Hauschka was going to go out and do. They actually called the timeout. He went back to the sidelines and says, I can't do it. It's too far back.
That's different somehow, Mike.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, this is almost more team-oriented because she's thinking about the overall outcome of what the team's going to do. Now they got silver. Okay. We can't guarantee that they would have gotten better if she would have got in there and played.
And she's already got a rack of medals.
Right.
Right.
And again, I just was like, oh, okay. Simone Biles pulled. I wasn't even at the Olympics, so. Still did better than I did.
Here's a new sport me and my buddy were talking about last night. Have you seen the canoe slalom?
The kayak thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So I saw part of it yesterday when I got home. Maybe it's just me. I thought it would be more exciting. I was a little let down by watching it. And I get that what they're doing is difficult. I'm not questioning that. But as far as my excitement level as an audience member, I'm like, eh.
See, I liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I like the kind of track, for lack of a better term, that they built for them. Deep down, I really want to get it like on a raft and do it. But I don't know, man. Watching it, nothing got my juices going, you know?
I'm just impressed that it's like, obviously it's a closed course. It's not a real river.
Yeah.
Right? Also, my buddy had a good point. Like, where do they practice that? Like, do you practice in regular rivers?
They actually have. No, they
or
have.
Or is it down at the training facility?
I think they built one in Maryland, believe it or not.
One of those fake rivers?
Fake river. Yeah, and they train. So, somewhere, I saw a picture. I was like, that is badass. Because it looks like Disney World. You know, but it looks like a rear world.
I just like river, the idea that like sometimes they have to go past the gate and then go back up. Current.
The red ones.
Current, yeah.
The green ones, you're riding with the current. Red ones, you have to circle back and go through them.
See? I was thinking about start a team.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be the
kayak team?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start a kayak cigar team. It's every time you're in a kayak, you post a picture. Smoke a cigar, post a picture.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is, because cigar people and kayak people, different groups of people, but they have a core.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my team, we're not good. Our cigars are always wet.
But the pictures look great.
Yeah. But it's like the hot dog legs. You can see the boat. You can see the view. It's like, ooh, you're at Lake Wenatchee.
Yeah, I don't know. Mike and I have been joking about that one. But watching that was pretty cool. Let's see. Here's another thing people are very upset about, which doesn't affect me because they're not my children. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, apparently they don't bathe a ton. They were on Dax Shepard's podcast. Mila said, quote, I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower much anyway. She said, I washed my armpits and my crotch daily. Nothing else ever. I got a bar of Lever 2000 that delivers every time. Ashton Kutcher said he washes his face or put some water on after the salts get out. Basically, they're just like, until our kids are super dirty, we can see it on them. They don't shower every day.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
There's going to come a point where they're going through puberty where they'll start thinking a little bit more than they want to shower.
Well, yeah, and their kids are younger, a certain size.
Yeah, sure.
Right. They get to the point they start getting stinky. Like, get your ass in the shower.
I definitely remember when that switch was flipped in my world. Where I was like, oh, dude, you need deodorant.
Yeah, I mean, it's a game changer.
It's like, oh, hey, you need to know you are kicking right now. Brush your teeth.
Right, like, I don't know if you're dirty or clean, but I do know for a fact you smell
Please
awful.
Please brush your teeth.
I think sometimes, I too, that's why high school locker rooms are just the worst.
Yes. I can't think of a worse time of life. It's puberty, and it's a locker room in high school.
But could you imagine going to the gym 5 days a week, wearing the same clothes, sweating through them, and just hanging them up in a locker and then wearing them the next day? That's basically what it is.
I feel like a jackass if I leave a sweaty shirt in my gym bag. You know what I mean?
It kicks.
And instead of just putting it right in the hamper.
Right. Yeah. Or right in the washing machine.
Yeah, it's a good call. You could use that if you want. this story I like. Basically, if you live somewhere with somebody else and there's one TV, you have to agree on what you're watching. I shouldn't say live somewhere. You know, for a lot of people, it's going to be a spouse. Right. It might be a roommate.
Yeah.
Generally, I feel like With spouses, it goes a little bit easier just because somebody goes, all right, whatever, put it on. Like, I know. There's shows when I'm dating somebody I'll watch that I don't really care for, but I'll watch them.
Yeah.
You know, try to score some brownie points. So this is an interesting one. These guys were living in an assisted living facility, which, by the way, they're like late 50s. And they're already in an assisted facility place.
Is there something, but you have a pre-existing condition kind of thing?
The two men are roommates at an assisted living facility in Florida.
Yeah, it's not necessarily always a physical issue. So, like, the adult home by my house is not necessarily based on age. It's based on capacity to be able to perform daily tasks.
All right, well, one guy is in a wheelchair.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's there's a start.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know. I guess you're right. I didn't think about, like, the mental aspect.
Sure.
I'm just like, man, late 50s seems awfully early to be going into an assisted living facility.
Don't you think Steve and I could use some help?
Not that
one.
I know.
I'm kidding.
It'd be different help.
Right, exactly.
Damn, I got to help.
Well, the other guy beat him with a cane, so he obviously...
Right, so then this dude hit him with his wheelchair. And did you read what they were arguing over?
No.
Whether to watch Monk or cartoons.
Cartoons every time.
I'd take cartoons.
Yeah.
A lot of people really liked Monk, and so did Glenn here.
Monk is not a bad show, but if you're giving me the options, like, it depends on the cartoon. In my mind, it's Bugs Bunny versus Monk. Sorry, Monk. I'm taking Bugs Bunny every time.
Yeah. Well, Glenn got charged with aggravated battery, the deadly weapon. See, to me, if it's cartoons, it's got to be an adult. Like, if it's Family Guy, American Dad, like, in. Bob's Burger, in.
I get you.
Other than that, we're watching Monk.
But people don't call those cartoons. Those are animated, right? Even though it's a cartoon, for some reason, it seems like it's geared more toward adults, or at least parental supervision, they call it animated. If it's just straight up dumb, cartoon.
Well, what would you call Rick and Morty?
Animated.
Huh.
Yeah.
Animated.
But they're still cartoons,
Adult
right?
Swim.
I guess cartoon. You're right.
It's just how people describe them. They're like, ooh, I like animated stuff. And they'll take, you know, Family Guy, Rick and Morty. If they say I like cartoons, or like Tom and Jerry, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, and you're right. Adult Swim, that's why I think about it. But when I say adult cartoons, that sounds like some of that weird anime stuff. Right? Like, is there going to be a weird boob?
Like, one boob, three nipples.
Right. Like, man, I'm just here for some giggles and stuff, man. Like, I thought this was going to be funny. I didn't realize this is going to be like an X-rated adult cartoon. Yeah. It just seems weird. You can still watch some of the Olympics. They're on NBC, CNBC, USA. Mike, I got one for you. $100,000 pyramid. 9 p.m. ABC. Joe Gatto and James Murray.
All right,
are on the show.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, Sam. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Tampa police go undercover, which means buying exotic dancers, lab dances, and booze. Meanwhile, a couple steals a plane in Montana, make an emergency landing on a freeway, and then end up making the news. Town of Vermont trying to rid seagulls as they keep hitting planes. Attempted robber thwarted when victim pulls off his shorts, exposing his brain. And a Florida man beats a resident at assisted living facility over watching cartoons. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story, we go to Brooklyn, where an attempted robbery was caught on camera. The CCTV footage shows the robber attacking the victim, pulling him to the ground and dragging him away. But unfortunately for our robber, his victim had too tight of a hold on his valuables. On top of that, as he was dragging his potential victim, his shorts started to fall around his ankles, revealing his undergarments for all to see. He eventually gave up as others came in to help the victim, leaving empty-handed with a damaged pride to boot.
Was he wearing tighty whities?
No, it did not
then
look like
tighty
whities.
Then it's not so bad.
Right.
I feel like that's the worst thing they could have. It's one thing your shorts come down, all right, it's understood. But if you're in tight, people are like, if you have tighty whities
on. You know what? We complain about people not doing their job properly a lot here on this show. So you know what? Just the fact that he had the proper underwear on as the shorts were coming down around his ankles. Cheers to you, buddy. Well done.
Didn't your parents tell you that? You're going to leave the house, have clean underwear on. Just don't know what's going to happen,
right,
man.
Right, just because of the hospital.
That's true.
Exactly. 100%. I just wanted him to have like Spider-Man underwear or something like that on.
Or like underoos style.
Exactly. Like tidy whities is already bad, but you know what? You roll with what you roll with. But if he's got like Spider-Man or something else.
You know what? I disagree.
Power Rangers.
Feel like if I got busted, like my shorts fall down, everyone's laughing, I got Spider-Man underwear, I can live with that. If I got tidy whities on, I just feel like that's worse.
Really?
I really do. And I might be dead wrong.
Okay.
I got pants in third grade, and I was wearing fire trucks underwear.
That's different to fire trucks.
Still not over it.
See, I don't think that's cool. Like, dude, you got fire truck underwear.
In third grade?
Not in front of the whole school.
Nah, man.
I think we got our poll for tomorrow. In other news, two men in Florida got into an argument that got one of them arrested. The argument got so heated that one of them ran his motorized scooter into the leg of the other, causing the other to feel the need to defend himself by striking the disabled man in the head with his aluminum cane.
Was this about TV or something?
I feel like we just talked about this.
That's weird, dude.
This assault is what caused him to be arrested. Their argument... what to watch on TV. One of the two wanted to watch cartoons, while the other wanted to watch Monk. And I agree. I
think Monk is so age-appropriate, though. You know, if this were 20 years ago, it would have been like Murder, She Wrote, or, right? So
sure.
I feel like Monk is the perfect show.
I got to watch that show. I haven't watched that show, but I know that it was... I feel like it had a great run. I think it stopped when it was time to.
I saw like 4 or 5 episodes. It's not something I ever watched religiously, but like if I were awake and it were on, I'd watch it and I'd kind of chuckle.
Sure.
Like it was a decent show, but I never like got into it, but it wasn't a bad show to watch. Kill time.
Yeah, absolutely. An airport in Vermont is dealing with a pest. Seagulls. We all know the story. The birds are causing an operations issue at the airport, but residents are taking issue with their methods of keeping the animals at bay. They're using something called bird bangers, which are basically little fireworks. You all right over there, Ted? You good, buddy?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, take your time, man. Take your time. We got lots. Let's see here. They're basically a little firework designed to deter the birds. They're complaining about the noise issues, and some even claiming that it could have negative psychological effects on children.
Have you ever seen any of the bird cannons out on Eastern Washington?
I have not, no.
So basically, anytime you got cherry trees or whatever you're trying to protect, bird cannons go off probably every, I don't know, minute or so.
Right.
And the idea is just the sound wave
shakes
the birds off so that, you know, they don't eat all the cherries or whatever.
Exactly.
Same idea.
This is a simple theory, though. Look, you got birds. I understand you don't want to run the airport. You're trying to avoid collisions. You want to drive the birds away.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to, like, my local McDonald's franchises And they are like all the fries you dump at the end of the night, put them in one big bag. We'll collect them. And then you just dump the fries like 5 miles away from the airport.
There you go.
Because that is where they will be.
Good to go. I was, I did an auction over at Coeur d'Alene on the golf course that's out there. And out on the dock that they have by that floating green, I remember it was late at night when I was out there. We were waiting for the boat that was going to take us back to the main area over there. And I remembered hearing this weird seagull sound that sounded like a bird in distress. And I was just chatting up one of the guys that was waiting there. He says, oh, yeah, that's a pre-recorded thing. We basically have bird snuff audio because it scares the birds and keeps them from getting in there.
I mean, look, if we didn't have 911 and, I don't know, every time I walk by my neighbor's house, and they could have, beware of owner and beware of dog, and maybe people still run through his lawn. But if every time you walked by, you heard someone screaming, a blood-curdling scream.
Oh, yeah.
I'd avoid it, too.
I'm all right. I'm not going to go in there. I might call somebody, but I'm not going in there. Down in Tampa, Florida, we find the police are human, too. The local police department was conducting an undercover investigation
inside of a local strip club.
This, of course, required the officer to use over $400 in reserve funds to pay for the cover charge, drinks, and some private dances for the officers. They got a blend, you see.
Well, I mean, golly. It's a dream assignment, but if you are undercover and you are going to a strip club, these are expectations that most patrons participate
in. That is exactly right.
So if you walk in there and you don't spend a dime and you're just the guy, like, you know, looking around all the time and you don't order drinks, you don't get to know the girls, you don't get a lap dance, you don't do all those things, then people are going to know. You know what I mean? So like anything else, like, why else would you go to a strip club?
Well,
it's
said,
like sitting in a restaurant and not ordering any food.
There's just one problem, Miles. Their investigation turned up nothing. An internal investigation was launched.
Hey,
the officers are facing penalties at secret headlines.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Coming up next, the Men's Room Happy Hour exclusively on the Odyssey app. Just search for the Men's Room on the Odyssey app, and we are on there next with a return of Man versus Beast and Ernest Gets Laid.
Yes, indeed. So for the next 30 seconds, we be all about this bitch. So until, 30 seconds from now, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, oh, you talking over me, man? We do this every day. You know I got more to say, so I'm going to say, stay beautiful.
Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.